Yesterday we discussed Shadala Perek Zayin, and we discussed the Rabbi Shaul Salanter's Pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos about the Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzarai, the Oitzar of Yerushalayim, and how Mutov Shalai HaElisa, that if a person ends up focusing on Yerushalayim, having no Yerushalayim, then they will not attain a proper Yediyas HaTorah. They will not understand the Torah in the Emes Dika way. That's really the ends up being the the focus of Rabbi Shaul of Rabbi Shaul Salanter and of Rabbi Chaim of Olzer here. Now we're going to continue to Shardal Perkhes, and he continues again now saying the other way. Remember, there's always a pendulum. He started off saying there's too many people that focus on Yerushalayim. You got to make Torah the Iker. Torah the Iker, Iker, Iker. Oh, you can't make it only Torah. You got to have your Shemayim, which means you got to focus it in context. It's coming from Hashem. Realize the source of this. Realize that you have to connect to Hashem through the Torah. This is the Chochma of Hashem. You're going to come to the wrong decisions. You're not going to connect. You're not going to be able to, it's not going to direct you properly. You know, all those things. So now it's Torah, Torah, Torah. So now, it was too much Yira, then Torah. So now, but not only Torah, now Yira. Now he's afraid. You're going to focus on Yira again. So now he's going to temper that back and say, Omnam Domina Nami. Look, remember the Mashal of Chazal? Chazal give two Mashalim for Yira. One, it's the Oitzer. It's where you store the Torah. And number two, it's the preservative. So he says, remember the Mashal, Binyan HaTorah VaYira, Hepech. This is the opposite, Masher Shagu B'Zekamo, Mei Ribois B'nei Aminu. It's the opposite from what I see out there in the world. Shekoivim, that they make kol esek limudam, the main thing, b'sifrei yira u'musar levad. They made their whole focus on yira and musar. It's not good. You can't make your main focus on musar. Because then, why? Because then all you have is a worthless oitzer and preservatives. What's the point of the preservative without the wheat? Shekimoi be'inyan kedimas ha'oitzer la'atvuah shebesoi chachas, like you need an oitzer. You need a warehouse to store your wheat. Would anyone actually think? Since the oitzer is the way to protect the tevua, yasek kol zmanoi, that you should be oisik the entire day, or rubo even most of the day, binyan oitzer levad, building the warehouse. Fully yachnis by tevua, he's not going to put in anything in it. Would anyone think to do that? Who's going to think that the tachlis is to make an oitzar? Doesn't make sense. Then all your learning is going to be bebinyan ha'oitzar. You're going to spend all your day learning about your shemayim. Where's the tevuah? It's an empty warehouse. You're going to go up to shemayim. Okay, Hashem, I'm ready. I have my warehouse. Okay, did you fill it up? No. Very nice. So what's the point? But also be other than call Molly Rock. What are you left with? One mitzvah your whole life, your shemayim. The gam ain't allowed. And furthermore, there's another problem. Now this is an interesting thing. So till now he said, you're left with an empty warehouse. If you never studied Torah, but you have a good year of shemayim. So you have an empty warehouse. But then he says, the gam, furthermore, ain't allowed shem oitzer klal. It's not called a warehouse, it's not even a warehouse, it's living less. Now, what does that mean? What does he mean it's not a warehouse? What does he mean with this? So he's saying a deep vort over here. Okay, here's the vort. The vort is that the function of Yiras Shamayim is, the value of Yiras Shamayim is when it allows me to measure everything I need to measure to come to the right conclusion. Right, so what's the Yiras Shamayim? So Yiras Shamayim says like this. I'm learning about this. And I have different factors involved. Okay. A person comes to me that they're sick. Can they go to the hospital? So now, if you don't have Yiras Shamayim, so you don't know how to paskin. If you have Yiras Shamayim, so you say, I have two values. I have the value of human life. I have the value of Shabbos. How are you going to decide how to weigh this? Answer, Yiras Shamayim. I have a question in my midos. I want to get angry because something's bothering me, but I don't want to get angry. But on the other hand, it's a bit tachil Hashem. You know, someone's doing something You have to balance. Light, we're constantly balancing things. What is that force which allows us to help us balance and put things in the right balance, the right mizug, right? The right relationship with one between the other, Yir Shamayim. So he said, if all you have is Yir Shamayim, but you don't have any chachma, so then what's the point of Yir Shamayim? Yir Shamayim is there to allow me to use my chachma properly. If I don't have chachma, then Yir Shamayim is not even the oitza. That's what he said. So not all, and you find this, you find very well-meaning people, but they're amaratim. And if they're amaratim, then the Yir Shamayim didn't help them become better. We said the mashal. I think Rabbi Chaim Volozhin himself said it, or someone else said it. We said the story with Rabbi Akiva. Right? It was on the Mishnah that said that the Torah avodah and gemilas chasadim. And Rabbi Chaim Volozhin wrote in the Ruach Chaim, which is one of the great pieces there, that he said, without Torah, you can't even have chesed. He said, why not? I'm a bal chesed. I don't have Torah. He said, no. He says, for example, says that Rabbi Akiva was going on his way to yeshiva. He never learned anything for 40 years. And now he walks to yeshiva and he's very proud of himself. He says, guys, I'm awesome. I'm great. He said, what'd you do? He said, I found a mace mitzvah. I found a dead body on the side of the road. And I carried it on my shoulder all the way to the closest Jewish cemetery. You know what the Mesiras Nefesh? Carrying a dead body all the way to the cemetery. Even Kochi would be allowed to do that. Mace mitzvah, right? Even our local kohen can do this. This is an unbelievable mitzvah. Unbelievable. So they all yell at him, you're a Rasha! Rasha, I'm a bal chesed. That's chesed. They're a bizayon of the mace. He says, why? He says, don't you know the halacha? The halacha is mace mitzvah kohen and mekoimoi. The din is you're supposed to bury the mace mitzvah right there within the dalat amis. So you think you're doing chesed. You're amaret. You can't even do chesed properly. If you don't know the halacha, you can't even do chesed properly. What type of chesed is that? You carry the mace all the way over there. That's not the halacha. Okay? So the balance is where, is only, once you have Torah knowledge, so now you have a balance, right? Now you have to balance out the two things. Torah knowledge is what determines to us our values, and then we have Yir Shamayim to help temper everything. Right, because otherwise you can go off on an extreme, and some people become too much of this or too much of that. So the temperament, the balance, the mizug, as we call it, that's what it means to learn about midos and to learn how to control oneself and to learn how to put everything in perspective. But if you just learn how to be a nice guy, but you don't know Torah values, so then what does it help to be a nice guy? You're nice, like we've said from the Chazon Ish many times. You're being nice to the wrong person. So that's not called being nice. It's called being mean. Two people are fighting, right? Like I remember the marshal from the Chazon Ish. Two people are fighting about if they're allowed to open a store. One guy owns a pizza shop, another guy wants to open. So you decide, I'm going to make sure that the guy doesn't open. I have to be a bal chesed to the existing store. So Chazon Ish said, maybe you're a bal chesed, maybe you're a rosha. If the halacha is that he's allowed to open, so then the chesed would be to help him open. If the halacha is he's not allowed to open, then the chesed is to make sure he doesn't open. You can't decide what chesed is until you know Torah. So basically, what Chaim Volozhin is saying is that the Yir Shamayim is only valuable as much as the Torah is there. Then we can now start putting things in perspective and balancing them out. But if you don't have the values with which to balance, so what are you balancing? You don't understand what's valuable in the eyes of the Torah, what's not considered a value, right? So you learned all of Maseches Shabbos, so you know how important Shabbos is. And you learned about Pikuach Nefesh, so you know how important a human life is. Now a Shaila comes to you. Now either you're a Shemayim, without your Shemayim, we can't trust your Hachra. We can't trust how you're going to balance out the question. You don't care about people. You're not your Shemayim. So you could know Shabbos and you could know about Pikuach Nefesh, but you don't care about people. Or you only care about your covet. And since you, and like Rabbi Salanter says, someone's going to ask you a question, you're going to quickly respond, then you're going to remember the halachas, and you're not going to call them back and say, I made a mistake. Because you don't have Yir Shamayim. Without Yir Shamayim, you can't responsibly, you know, balance everything. So that's what he's saying over here. Okay? So again, this is the balance that he's trying to strike where a person's main focus has to be the learning, but the Yir Shamayim, without the Yir Shamayim, it doesn't have value. but focusing only on the Musar and the Yerushalayim and not putting an emphasis on learning Torah leaves a person with, you know, his good intentions, nice guy, but as we all know, right, the path to Gehenna is paved with good intentions. So good intention doesn't get you very far if you don't know what you're talking about. So that's the balance over here, okay? Okay. Now, he says further in Perek Tes, it's the same idea that, you know, so number one, it has to be an oitzer. Number two, it has to be a preservative. And he says, again, the preservative, the way you make a preservative is that you add it in the middle. So he says, again, in the middle, you're learning, you're allowed to step out for a few minutes, you're allowed to reconnect, you're allowed to reinvigorate your Yerushalayim and say, I'm doing this for Hashem or whatever. And that's okay. But he says, very interesting. He says, let's say you sell grain and you add too much preservative, you're stealing. Because he asked for a pound of grain. So the halacha is you're allowed to add 98% of a pound of grain and 2% of preservative. You're going to put 3% of preservative, now you're stealing. So you have to know the balance, because if you spend too much time on the preservative, so now you're stealing kaviyachol, you're not doing enough of the learning. In other words, it's all about the balance. It's all about knowing, you know, putting everything in perspective. Okay? Now, he says something else here in Perek Tes, a very, very important line. Uve emes, in Perek Tes, he says the following. Uve emes, ki ha'adam ha'kavua be'esek ha'tar l'shma, somebody that is kavua, that is consistent in their esek ha'tar l'shma, that's constantly involved in learning Torah l'shma, k'moy she'pirashnu le'el, the way we explained it, einu tzorich l'roiv omal v'yagia, he does not need to spend as much time v'orech zman ha'esek b'sifrei yira. To get Yerushalayim takes him less effort. That's another point he says. Now, he says, a guy that doesn't know Torah and he's just trying to become from through learning Musar, so he's going to have to put in hours and hours and hours trying to get there. But if a person learns Torah, the Torah itself connects him. So then the Yerushalayim, in a few minutes, he can learn about Yerushalayim and bam, he's connected. So the Torah is also a shortcut to get the Yira itself. That's what you find. You find these stories. I find it amazing that you find stories about Gedolim in their learning. Okay, he knew Shas Baal Peh, he knew this, he knew that. And you find stories about the Gedolim in their Bein Adam L'Chaverah, how their sensitivity was beyond belief, right? Who was it here that spoke about Rav Shach? Oh, Rav Zev Cohen last week. He spoke about a story with Rav Shach that he was there. So, but basically it was a story about Rav Shach, about how Rav Shach, you know, there was a person who came back, who was a survivor from the war, and he was very depressed, and Rav Shach went over to him and said, I heard you have no wife, and you're sad. I also have no wife. How about we have the Shabbos Suda together? And Rav Shach would go and eat the Shabbos Suda with him every week and sing Zemiris with him and everything to cheer him up. All these types of things that Rav Shach, the Gedolim were super sensitive to their, how is it possible? They're focused so much on the spirituality, yet they could be so down to earth and understanding the other person. The answer is that a person's focused on Torah learning, then they automatically become refined in how they deal with people as well. So he's saying that the Yerushalayim will come easier to a person who's involved in learning. Yeah. For the Shema is for the purpose of being connected to the Torah. That's it. Yeah. Right. It's going to be much easier for him. Like it says in the Mishnah in Avos, he'll become a better Bal Midos. So he says, basically, this is another reason why focusing only on Musar is not appropriate, because it's also, you're taking the long cuts, you know, so to speak. Okay, wow. All right, so Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night, but we are proceeding along here, so it's going well. Okay, Shkarach everybody, and I guess we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good night, everyone. Good night.